That won't happen. You're as nasty as the other one. Shut up. You got a nerve calling me nasty. Can't wait to give birth to a child supposed to murder his daddy. I don't care. You're all confused, girl, between what you want to happen and what will happen. How do you know they aren't going to kill him before he can cry out his first breath and grind him up and feed him to these breaker bastards? Shut up! Kind of a superfood? Finish the job all at once? Shut up, I said, shut up! Point is, you don't know. You don't know anything. You just the babysitter, just the au pair. You know they lie. You know they trick and never cheat, and yet you go on, and you want me to shut up. Yes, yes! I won't, Susanna told her grimly, and seized Mia's shoulders. They were amazingly bony under the dress, but hot as if the woman were running a fever. I won't because it's really mine, and you know it. Cat can have kittens in the oven, girl, but that won't ever make 'em muffins. All right, they had made it back to all-out fury after all. Mia's face twisted into something both horrible and unhappy. In Mia's eyes, Susanna thought she could see the endless, craving, grieving creature this woman once had been. And something else. A spark that might be blown into belief, if there was time. "I'll shut you up," Mia said, and suddenly, FedEx Main Street tore open, just as the allure had. Behind it was a kind of bulging darkness, but not empty. Oh, no, not empty. Susanna felt that very clearly. They fell toward it. Mia propelled them toward it. Susanna tried to hold them back with no success at all. As they tumbled into the dark, she heard a sing-song thought running through her head, running in an endless worry circle. Oh, Susanna Mio, divided girl of mine, done parked her rig. 15. In the Dixie Pig, in the year of... Before this annoying but ever so important jingle could finish its latest circuit through Susanna Mio's head, the head in question struck something, and hard enough to send a galaxy of bright stars exploding across her field of vision. When they cleared, she saw, very large, in front of her eyes, N.K. A.W.A. She pulled back and saw Bango Skank awaits the king. It was the graffito written on the inside of the toilet stall's door. Her life was haunted by doors, had been, it seemed, ever since the door of her cell had clanged closed behind her in Oxford, Mississippi. But this one was shut. Good. She was coming to believe that shut doors presented fewer problems. Soon enough, this one would open, and the problems would start again. Mia, I told you all I know. Now, are you going to help me get to the Dixie Pig, or do I have to do it on my own? I can if I have to, especially with the turtle to help me. Susanna, I'll help. Although how much or how little help Mia got from her sort of depended on what time it was right now. How long had they been in here? Her legs felt completely numb from the knees down, her butt too, and she thought that was a good sign, but under these fluorescent lights, Susanna supposed it was always 1:30 any time. What does it matter to you? Mia asked, suspicious. What does it matter to you what time it is? Susanna scrambled for an explanation. The baby. You know that what I did will keep it from coming only for so long, don't you? Of course I do. That's why I want to get moving. All right, let's see the cash our old pal Matt's left us. Mia took out the little wad of bills and looked at them uncomprehendingly. Take the one that says Jackson. Embarrassment. I can't read. Let me come forward. I'll read it. No. All right, calm down. It's the guy with the long white hair combed back kind of like Elvis.